Mike Church's famous saying about children these days? The demons are ascendant. They come for the children, and they won't take no for an answer, right? I think what Krasinski has done here has put the demons into the movie, and they do come for the children, and they won't take no for an answer. Now, I'm not going to get no spoilers or anything, but I believe that after you go see A Quiet Place, you're going to walk away going like, Mike was right. The demons are ascended. They come for the children, and that's what this movie is about. Now, they'll take the adults, too, but they want the kids. They want the children. Now, there's a twist in here that if I were to tell you would spoil the whole thing, so I'm not going to say anything. So you got a dad who's a good man, and he's courageous, and he's heroic. Now, I'm going to shock you even more. Are you ready? Mr. Church, please, you're giving the movie away. I'm not giving the movie away. I'm going to shock you some more. Not only is John Krasinski, not only does he play a good father, wait for it. Emily Blunt is a fantastic mother. She's not a harlot that we know of. She's not all tatted up. She doesn't have secret aspirations to lead the family farm because she's having to wash clothes by hand or anything of the sort. Again, there's a twist here. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Well, when you see it, you'll figure it out. The children are kids. One of them's a teenager. They're acting like teenagers act. It's not a rebellion or anything of the sort. There's love here. And again, there's another twist that Krasinski had to have thought about when he was writing this. This is a movie about, at the end of the day, this is a movie about family. That's what he's made. I'm telling you. And upon sober reflection, after you see it and you gather your wits back about you, after having been scared off the edge of your seat, you're going to start thinking that you just watched a movie about the beauty and the joy of family. You're going to see it right there in that film. So, well, I'm not giving any more hints, but put it this way. This is a dystopian future where there is no civilization in cities and such to have any of the things that we would call civilization, including even church. But hey, look, when you go see it, you're going to see things in there and you're going to, well, again, I'm going to go see it again because I went with my daughter. Daughter number two and I went Friday night. Middle Church wants to see it. And I told her, look, if it was that good, I'll be happy to go see it again because I'm going to pick up on some other things and I can write a really detailed review. The movie is A Quiet Place. And it is, even though it's a horror movie, yes, it is. And most people are just going to walk away because they don't have Philosophia Perennis training and goodwills, free wills like yours. They're going to walk away saying, yeah, it was a pretty good scary movie. I kind of like the silence. You're going to see the art and the beauty, and you're also going to see the family, the beautiful, traditional, the family as God intended it on display.